Whistleblower Radio, and we are live tonight on this Wednesday night, on May 30th, and it's going to be a very interesting show. I myself have not had a preliminary chance to talk to these people, but we're going to do that here and now, and I appreciate them all coming on. There's actually, if we can get them all on here, we've got four people, and we're using a combination of various Skype contacts, and so we'll see how this goes audio-wise. First of all, let me say that I'm going to be speaking at Conspiracy Con this weekend, and if you go to the front page of Project Camelot, that's projectcamelot.tv, or you can put in projectcamelot.org, or you can also put in projectcamelotportal.com. All of those URLs will get you to the same place, which is our new website, courtesy of Tommy Hansen and some other people who I don't usually call their names out simply in case they want to protect themselves. Sometimes people get in trouble when they help Camelot, so I have to be very careful in that regard. But it doesn't mean that we're not very, very appreciative for them to be helping us out in this way. At any rate, what I'm saying here is that we do have a poster on the website that shows you the faces of these individuals. So if you want to go to that front page and just scroll down to the blog area, you'll see the announcement for the show with the poster itself, which is about two-thirds down the page. And the individuals' names are James Rink, Alara Blackwell, Richard Rogers, and Max Spears, and all of them are claiming to be super soldiers, and they're going to be part of a summit that's happening in San Rafael, California on the 23rd of June. And so we have been sort of set up with all of this by way of Lorian Fenton, so I want to thank her very much for making this possible tonight. And then just kind of go ahead and see where we can go with this. Again, I guess what I was just also letting people know is, and I don't know if they've had a chance to do it, but if they can do it while we're on the show here, if they can go over to all those listening, all the super soldiers, if you can go to projectcamelotportal.com or projectcamelot.org, scroll down to the front page to my blog and read an article which is entitled, it's on the front page, about halfway down. It's called Regarding the Case of Bill Brockbrader, or Are You Paranoid If They're Really Out to Get You? That's required reading for this bit of interview that you've got going on with me here, because that will give you some background that you may not have up to now. So let's just kind of start out, and we'll go around the circle and have you introduce yourselves with maybe a brief paragraph in introduction. Let people know who you are, maybe something brief about, you know, how you got involved in the Super Soldier Summit coming up, and, you know, maybe the type of super soldier you consider yourself to be, something of that nature. So why don't we start off with James Rink?
Yeah, thank you, Carrie, for allowing me to come on your show. So I don't even know where to begin. That was a pretty loaded question there. Maybe I should just start with how this whole Super Soldier Summit all manifested. That might give the audience a background info.
Okay, go right ahead.
All right, so this was back in mid-July of last year. Max Spears contacted me, and, you know, both of us were really frustrated because we are being traumatized, tortured. I mean, I get needle marks on a regular basis. When I say regular, it happens every day. I just got one this morning. So I'm still active. Max is still active. But, of course, you know, he needs to speak for himself. But between the both of us, we wanted somehow to get our stories put out there, because we just felt like the time was right, and people were are starting to open, are opening up, willing to listen to what we have to say. So Max and I, we did a meditation together, asking some doors to open up using my little Neo meditation cube. And a month later, my friends are all nudging me and say, James, you need to go out to the Awake and Aware conference in you know, down in Irvine. And I didn't really want to go because I didn't have the money, and I just didn't feel like it was just a good use of my time and money at that point. But I think like the last day that the tickets were still on sale, the money manifested just like that. And there, at that point, I had no reason not to go. So I said, what the heck, I'll go down there. And I spent a week out there. I picked Max up, and we both went to the conference. And it was between one of the speakers. I don't remember which. I got up, and I gave Bill Ryan one of my little tiny Neo cubes, and I did a meditation with him, you know, here in this room with like 500-600 people. And and when that was happening, this other lady came up to me, and that was actually Lorian, and she said, James, why don't you show me how to use the Neo cube? But, you know, we didn't really have time to do it till later, until after, you know, the conference was over. So I showed her my Neo cube, and then I just nonchalantly said, oh, by the way, Lorian, I'm being used as a MyLab super soldier. And that's when Lorian told me that she's setting up a summit in San Francisco. Well, north of San Francisco. And that's how the first super soldier summit ever got set up, basically, in a nutshell.
Okay, at this point, just, you know, to make it easy for everyone, so we go around the circle once at least before we kind of get into some depth here, let's go to the next person, all right? And thank you for that, because that's a great way to start. And let's go to Richard Rogers.
Hi. Well, I'm not certain how I got dragged into this thing. Not exactly being drug, I guess, but James and I made contact, and I have a book out also. It's Warriors of the Light. I'm not certain if you'd really call it super soldiers or not, because at this point I'm not even certain this stuff is real. We know we have the physical marks on our body from these things that happened to us, but most of it seems to just be mental and just consciousness based, almost like you're just put through a simulator. But I'm not certain.
That's fair enough. And so that's really interesting. And so, but you did agree to come along and to be part of the summit. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, I did, because mine seems to be a very corroborated story. Like, I met a guy named Dowser Dan at the Who's Art Conference, last conference. And he and I had some of the exact same experiences, and that's whenever I started understanding that maybe this is not like we even have free will when we're put into this, almost just like we're put through a brainwashing simulator or something like that. I really can't say I understand it at this point.
Okay, well, that's very interesting, and I'm happy to go down that road with you a little further. Let me ask you, did you know these other people, the other participants in this panel we're having here, before you came on board?
Well, James and I have talked a little bit, but that's probably pretty much it. There's another lady named Sheila House. She and I have had some experiences together, and I thought maybe she would get to come on too.
I see.
We probably had about three different experiences together. And I say that Dowser Dan, we've had probably 20 or 30 different experiences that we can say that we've gone through almost identical.
Okay, very interesting. All right. So let's see. We've gotten James Rinkin. We've gotten Richard Rogers. And how about Adara? Adara, is that how you say your name?
It's Alara.
Alara. Okay, yeah. Maybe it's – I don't see it on the poster. Maybe I'm not doing that right. Okay, no problem. Alara, and would you like to talk a little bit about just how you kind of get involved in this and what type of super soldier maybe you consider yourself to be?
Okay, so I had gotten my memories back in October of 2010, and I was questioning about it. I went to the first UFO Congress, actually, here in Phoenix in 2011 and started asking around, and nobody could really tell me anything about it. And those that kind of understood what I was talking about were like, don't talk about this here. And I was like, okay. And I kind of just let it go at that point because I was busy going to school and things like that. Well, the UFO Congress this year, I ran into a ton of people that were saying, you need to talk to this guy, Miles Johnson. And I was like, okay. So I finally ran into him and told him about these memories that I had. And he asked me if I wanted to do an interview and kind of confirmed that I wasn't just making this stuff up. So that kind of threw me for a loop, and I've been dealing with that since February. I'm not really a super soldier, I guess, in the typical sense. I was a battlefield asset as a remote viewer that was attached to the super soldier program and wasn't really that involved with the super soldiers per se because I ended up getting out of the Marine Corps before they could fully utilize me. And I was considered a malfunction in 2001, and they kind of just let me go and do my own thing and just figured that I wouldn't be able to regain my memories or my abilities at all, and they just left me alone. So
okay, sorry to interrupt you here, and then I am going to want to go into a little more depth when we come back around. That was it.
I have my memories back. I have awareness back, and I still do remote viewing and things like that. And then I was just told that this summit was happening, and started talking to Lorian, and she asked if I wanted to speak, and that was it.
Okay. Now, are you saying you were in the Marines an ex-Marine at this point?
Yeah, I was an active duty Marine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was a cryptological linguist, so that's what I did when I was in.
Okay. Sort of your cover, if you will?
I think so. I don't know what it was going to be, but that's the job that I was that I was put into initially. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with other people, but at the moment it appears that my website is down. This is par for the course. I don't know if
really?
Anyone else out there.
The whole Project Camelot portal is down.
Yeah.
We did an interview last night, and the guy, his website was also down when he tried to upload this interview that we did with him.
I see. Very interesting. Yeah.
We had a lot of interference, like feedback and all that, too.
Okay. It just does not appear to be loading at all at the moment. So, that could interfere with our speaker audience, I'm very sorry to say, but we'll continue to forge ahead here, and at worst comes to worst, they'll get it after the fact, if you will. Okay, and we have one person left, and because I can't load my website, I'm hold on 1 second. I'm having to find. We got Max Spears.
Yeah. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. My story's a little different. For me, I'd been searching for something that I knew that was buried since like 1997. And then in 2008, in March of 2008, I got over a 3-week period, many, many, many memories came back to me all at once. And it made me almost have a nervous breakdown. But then I got in contact with James Caswell, and we started speaking, and he remembered me and I remembered him, and I have extensive memories of him and I, and it's been searching since then, really, as simple as that. I mean, I remember the trauma. I remember trauma-based mind control. I remember occult rituals.
Okay.
How they did it, why they did it, why, how they split my mind.
Okay, and where are you based?
I am based now, right now, in Phoenix.
Okay, and how did you get...
I was born in Brighton, in England.
Yeah, okay, because I was going to say, how did you get a hold of James Caswell?
He got a hold of me. He posted a list of people involved in Black Ops projects in 2010, and there was a number of people on that list. I was on the list. I recognized all the people on the list. So that's how that began.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
He remembered me.
All right. Well, I think we've gone around the circle once at this point, and thank you for that. It looks like my website is slowly coming up. Just for everyone so they know, and also the the four people here on live with me. We have a chat room. There are some problems still, but we do have a chat room. There's a link at the top of the website, so if the chat comes up, I know there are people on there that will want to ask you questions. And you guys are welcome to also join the chat room. All you do is just start typing into the sort of, once you click on the link, which is again, it's on the front page of the site, assuming you can get there, then it takes you to the chat and you can just sign in your name or just actually start typing what you have to say, like, hi everyone, and then hit return and it basically, gives you a name or asks you if you want a nickname and name yourself or something. I can't remember what it does because mine's sort of automatic. It brings me up. Anyway, so you can do that, and we do have people that are trying to get onto the chat so they can be asking questions behind the scene. The other thing we also have is call-in lines here at AFR, American Freedom Radio, and we will make that available to people so they can call in at the second hour of the show. So just sort of stay tuned for that, everyone. All right. Well, this is great, and I appreciate all of you coming on. It's, you know, you're quite a sort of a disparate group, right? You're not necessarily alike in all that many ways, right?
No.
Anyone? I mean, okay, you know, and I know this is kind of a free-for-all. It's difficult to know who's talking and who should talk next and all that, so... Let me point the questions at certain people. We're about to go to a break. When we come back, we'll sort of ask you specific questions, and I'll ask them by person so we don't have any confusion. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with the Super Soldier Summit.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
IndiGrow is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, IndiGrow lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. IndiGrow lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to IndiGrow lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. IndiGrow lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making IndiGrow not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. IndiGrow products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that IndiGrow lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-grow.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. IndiGrow really is your sunlight in a box.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns. An empire replacing the republic. Slavery sold as liberty. Socialism to save capitalism. a government out of control, unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR!
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinny Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 till 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking live to four super soldiers that are part of a super soldier summit that's coming up on the, I think it's the 23rd of June, and that's in San Rafael, California. So that's a, it's a small conference from what I understand. And are you guys the only speakers, and why doesn't James Rink answer that question?
Hi. I just want to mention that the website for that summit is www.supersoldiersummit.com. And I believe there's about 300 seats. So this is the first summit of its kind that's ever been done. So we have no idea what's going to transpire since we're, you know, in uncharted territory. But
okay, yeah, I hear you. Well, that's great. And yeah, I'm on your site right now, so that's very good. And I see that you've got Douglas Dietrich, who's going to be presenting, and he's a really awesome speaker. I had him on my show not long ago, so you guys are going to have a lot of fun with him. Very intelligent guy. And a lot of fun too, so that'll be cool. Let me ask you this. First of all, Max Spears, are you familiar with Duncan O'Finian?
Yes, I am. I know Duncan and Miranda.
Okay. And what about the others? Do all of you know Duncan and Miranda, or just a few of you, or how's that work?
I've only spoken to Miranda because we've had kind of similar stories, but I haven't talked to Duncan.
Okay. And what about you, Richard?
I know of them, but I've never spoken with them.
I see. And James?
Duncan and I don't really get along.
Okay, that's all. That's all good. You know, at the moment, Duncan and I don't get along. So, and we used to. So
he's a mega. His job's to keep other super soldiers in line.
Okay.
Especially those who are starting to go rogue.
Okay, well, I guess I've gone rogue. No, just kidding. Anyway, that's all good. And I just moving right along here. you know, this is great that you guys are doing this. What I'd like to do is go around now, if you don't mind, and kind of get a short version of how you recognized that there was something going on and that you may be a super soldier. Or, you know, and if your super soldier experiences are happening, you know, during the sleep state, the so-called sleep state. And please, I don't know, I mean, some of you appear to be familiar with Camelot, but if you're not familiar with my website, you know, it would be great to get more familiar. I did interview initially Duncan O'Finian and Aaron McCollum, as well as several others along these lines, and so, in some ways, you might say we've even brought this whole concept forward to the world, and helped Duncan to do so, as that was part of his mission initially, anyway. So, if you just go around and give kind of a brief introduction as like how you recognized you became a super soldier, and let's start with James Rink.
Yeah. Well, first of all, when you say we become a super soldier, it's more like we're born into this. I was part of Project Surrogate, which basically, for those who have never heard of Project Surrogate, what they do is they create a test tube baby embryo, and they experiment on it. They inject either, in my case, it was crocodile and dolphin, well, fish DNA, and then original Nazi SS super soldier and programming human DNA. And what they would do is they would create an embryo, and they would grow it up in a test tube, and then they would insert it into Illuminati families, and we all and they're usually their handlers, well, their program as handlers, and at least in my case, in Project Surrogate, we are not really genetically related to our family, but they raise us as their own children. And the reason why they do this is because if we were just kept in an underground facility all our life, we would be. They found that those type of super soldiers are weak and sickly. They're just not as strong as effective. So in order, so they allow us to have at least, I guess you could say, someone who loves us. Even though they operate as a handler as well, but it helps keep us under control. And in the process, they use torture and they fragment our minds so that, on one hand, we're living a double life,
okay.
In the public sector.
Yeah. Well, let me just, and thank you for that. That's okay. Very interesting. It sounds like you've got a fair amount of conscious recall, but who told you about this? Because obviously the embryo, I mean, you know, your state of mind at that point was not really conscious.
Okay, good question. Now, there was another individual that was able to get away from our handlers, and because of the way we're programmed, we have the ability to photographically remember things. And she was able to grab a bunch of files, and she was able to give me that info about Project Surrogate. Now, it's and that wasn't the only source I had on Project Surrogate as well. I think I've had three or four other individuals I was able to get this information.
Okay, and you're pretty young, at least based on the picture. You know, no offense, here, but you look like the youngest of the group. Am I right?
I don't know. I'm pretty young, but I don't think I'm the youngest.
Okay, how old are you right now?
I'm 32.
Do you mind saying?
Okay. I'm 32.
Okay, well, you even look younger than that in the photo, right? You're James Rink. You're the one in the far left.
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, you look like a kind of a kid, but
that's I know. Well, that's I like I said, I have two faces. I have one is for my public life, and then when they want to utilize me, then we're getting into multidimensional aspects or interdimensional.
I hear you. Okay, well, that's cool. So at this moment, I'm just curious, when did you start to realize that you might not be just your average kid?
All right. Okay. Well, that would probably be back in 2005. I was I was friends with my friend was that sort of woke me up. His name was Nathan Wilder. And what happened is I was just joking. He was very psychic, clairvoyant, and I was just joking one day saying, hey, Nate, you might be a super soldier. And back then, in 2005 anyway, late 2004, there wasn't much information about it. The only person really that went public that I knew of at that time was Andrew Perot and his information. So I was just joking about this, and then next thing I know, Nate was he starts getting memories back of being in an underground facility, and I did what I could to help deprogram him. Fast forward 2-3 months later, he tells me he's dying. And then he goes missing. Around the same time, I start getting needle marks, scratches. I got a scoop mark. Implants start showing up, and it began about once a day. Once a week. Then it went to like two times a week, three times a week. Then it went all the extent of it was like two or three times a day. I would get like scabs and cut marks, triangular shaped scabs. And so this was going on to about 2007, and I didn't really know what was going on because Nate went missing. I couldn't find any information, and I had no memories of what was going on. And then I came in contact with my friend Carolyn. She was a remote viewer, and she actually remote viewed the codes for the nuclear silos, and she posted them on the internet. And so the government was after her for doing that. And then so she contacted me on Facebook and said, James, you look like you're military. And I'm like, what? What the heck? I was never in the military. And then I was doing some regressions with her and remote viewing sessions together. And then that's when, of course, I mean, I was getting hints at that time. People were saying, James, the ETs do not do cutting us, Sonny Sito in particular. And it was basically it's the covert government that's doing these kind of things. So around 2007, and then forward, and it was really about 2010 that I start getting some memories back. I mean, I had a little bit of memories, like I see myself in an underground facility laying unconscious in some kind of dentist-like chair. I see myself jumping out of a helicopter without a parachute, which is actually quite common for a lot of us that have been through this.
Okay, so, well, I'm going to stop you there because yes. That's a good brief right. introduction to you, and let's move to Alara Blackwell and see what Alara has to say to the same question. Basically, it's when did you recognize that you might be a super soldier, that you were different? How did that happen in your life?
It was October of 2010. I went to the Star Nation Conference, which is hosted by Chief Golden Light Eagle, and it's been happening once a year. And it was in Ohio at Serpent Mounds. And I went with a group of friends, and we were all standing around. And this woman came up to us and said, are you trying to infiltrate? And we're like, what are you talking about? She goes, who are you? Like, what are you doing here? And we're like, you know, we're star seeds. We're kind of just hanging out, doing our thing. And she looked at us again. She goes, no, there's two of you here that are government. She goes, I can tell you're here. I can feel you. You're military. She's like, what are you doing here? And that kind of surprised all of us because there's about 10 of us standing around, but only two of us were former Marine Corps. And she walked into the center of our group and started telling us who she was. And I wish I could remember what she had said, but she had mentioned that she was a part of the Delta assassination program. This is an older woman. She's probably like in her 50s or 60s. And she started telling us all this stuff. But as she was talking, all I heard was the phonetic keys. I could not understand anything she was saying as knowledge, and my brain kind of just fuzzed out, and I knew if she had given me an order, I would have done anything. But the thing that she said was, you're free. And when she said that, both me and the other person hit the ground and just started shaking violently and crying. And
oh, wow.
And all these memories started flooding back. And my friends, luckily at the point, we were all going kind of through our ascension process and being aware and our third eyes and stuff coming on and all that. So they're all very, like, aware of this energy that was, like, falling off me. And I kind of just freaked out for a couple days going, like, I can't believe this happened. But as I went through all of it, like, all the pieces that had been missing in my life kind of made sense at that point. And I just had to kind of sit down and figure out what was going on and deal with it as best as I could. And luckily, I'd already kind of found my own spiritual center, so I was already strong in that regard, and used that as kind of an anchor to not just lose my mind, because I knew I was not my mind, and I was not my memories at that point. I knew I was something more than that, and it kind of gave me a light to be guided by. So that's when I found out, and then since then, it's kind of just been seeing if it's true or not, because the first program I ever had to get over was don't look, don't talk. So I thought conspiracy theory was kind of stupid. I didn't believe in UFOs. I was kind of like, whatever on this stuff. I don't even want to hear about it. And then I realized I'm right in the middle of it. So that was my first command, was just not to look into it at all. Even when I tried, when people are like, oh, go look at this person, go watch this video, I'd be like, okay, and then just not do it. Because I was so adverse to hearing anything, and I had to break through it. I couldn't even talk about it half the time because it felt like someone was choking me every time I tried to say anything. So I kind of worked on it on my own and started trying to use loopholes to get around it by writing fiction stories to myself about things that I'm like, oh, this is just made up. And for some reason, that allowed the information to come out and to be processed because I wasn't telling the truth, so that chokehold on me wasn't there. And I slowly just started talking about it with my friends more just to kind of get over that compulsion. And I didn't even know half the time if it was true or not until that's why I started looking and trying to put my story out there just to see if anyone else knew what I was talking about. Because to me, I was like, this is ridiculous. Nobody goes through this kind of stuff. Are you kidding me? Like, this doesn't actually happen. And when I found out it did, I had to really take a good look about what was going on and all the pieces of my life. So I started chronicling everything that I could think of in my blog just to kind of put it down in some semblance of order to see what was actually going on. And what I found out was really intense. And when I talked to my mother and my grandmother and all that about it, there are things that don't line up. And now it's just a continual journey to figure out what was going on and seeing if I can figure it out.
Okay, thank you, Alara. That's fascinating, and I'm sorry we're going to move on to the next person, but we'll come back to you. And thank you very much. That's great.
Thank you.
So now we've got Richard Rogers. Richard, can you just answer the question in whatever way you choose? Just saying how you kind of came into the recognition of yourself as a super soldier, and you know, kind of when that happened in your trajectory and anything attendant to that that you think we should know.
Okay. I guess that it began with my children. When my son was about 7 or 8 years old, he woke up one morning and he said that he had a dream. And I stopped him and I said, were you on the moon? And he said, yeah. And I said, were you standing in a circle of people, maybe 7 to 9 people? And he said, yeah. And we were wearing a white astronaut outfit with a dark visor. Yeah. And then he says, are you psychic? And I said, no, I had the same dream about the same age. And I was thinking it was just perhaps genetic memories. But as time went on, we started getting older. I had a daughter also. And we would start seeing each other during our dreams. And we would have intense, I guess, combat training, you'd say. And special abilities training. Like, they'd put me in a room with 8 people and have me read all their minds simultaneously.
Okay, we're going to ask you to hold on, Richard. We're having a break here. And we'll be right back with the Super Soldier Summit for Super Soldiers. Thank you very much.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically serves popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. Silvercoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. Silvercoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark silvercoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the great spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices held above $1,550 an ounce Tuesday as euro weakness propped up the dollar further. Gold last traded at $1,556 an ounce, silver $2,791. Well, the dollar index has now surged 12% since the end of 2008. But according to authors Craig Smith and Lowell Ponte, those expecting this trend to continue are making a dangerous mistake. They say investors are smart to seek a safe haven, but many are making a dangerous mistake that's hazardous to their wealth. By taking shelter from today's bear market, they say investors are running into the bear's cave by converting their assets to dollars. Instead, say Smith and Ponte, they should be seeking the safety of diversification into buying solid things the Fed and politicians can't print. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. You'll also read about a flock of black swans that are facing gold, and Greece is set to leave the Eurozone on June 18th. Get your copy of The Future of Money. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Warning. Warning. America. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Hi, this is Roxy Lopez. I'm the host of the Truth Tonight talk show, Mondays and Fridays, 7 to 9 Central. Join us right here on the American Freedom Radio Network. Song. I don't know if it was programmed to come on right then or not, but considering what Richard was just saying before the interruption, Richard, you want to just kind of carry on from there? You were something about you were going to read eight people's minds in a room. That was one of your assignments or whatever?
Well, what we do is we just wake up in these scenarios, and that was one of them they had placed me in, where you had to read all eight people's minds simultaneously. And what they would do is you'd hear all the chatter of their minds, and then they would show you a symbol, and it would show you how to bring it in to your mind so you can tell which voice stream was coming from which body. You couldn't go in and read their minds. You could just read their current thoughts, so you could do. But some of the other training they had done with us was oh gracious, like they put us in a warehouse And I remember levitating about 15, 20 objects at a time. And you could levitate them as a full cloud. You could have up to four channels, you know, for me at least. And that means you can levitate the whole cloud of objects as on one channel. Then you can take three other objects and work them independently of the cloud of objects. Or you can have four clouds of objects. And
okay.
That was probably...
I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but, you know, you didn't, in a certain sense, you didn't actually answer the question. No offense.
Okay,
curious, you started to have memories with your child, you said, and then you kind of zigzagged over to some of the things that you were remembering. But
no, these are the things they would do with us. My child and I, we would remember seeing each other during the training, and that's started understanding that I thought everybody was going through this and they just didn't talk about it. And then I found out otherwise.
Okay.
But two of my kids and I went through these things.
Okay. You went through your entire life up till a certain age, I'm assuming, without this kind of memory bleeding through. Is that what you're saying? Or?
No, all my memories were real time. I don't have any memory regressions or anything, but mine were all real time.
No, but what I meant is how old were you when you started getting, becoming conscious of being, you know, trained or different or, you know what I'm saying?
About the age of four.
Oh, really? Okay, so when you had kids, you were already aware that you had, I don't know if you want to view it like this or not, maybe a second life that you were living?
Right, that's us. Right, because I remember being on an Air Force base and flying a little black triangle, and you really couldn't say it was real. I mean, it's real while you're there, but there's no way you can really have this double life. It's almost like an alternate reality.
Okay, but let me ask you this: what did you do in your life? You know, in your so-called normal life, what did you do? Because you're older, right?
Right, I'm coming up on 49 years old now. Went to the Army Guard for a while. Then I was 10 years active duty Air Force and completed my requirements for the degree in avionics technologies and currently work for the past 11 years for a major communications company as electronics tech.
Okay, very interesting. Okay, we'll come back to you and, you know, we'll ask more questions when we do. Thank you so much, Richard. So the last person we've got is Max Spears. Max, you probably know the question by now, so why don't you go right ahead and answer?
Okay. I think the best way for me to say it is if I tell you what I know from where I am now rather than go back in time. So what I can tell you now is that I know I came from, on my father's side, I come from Merovingian bloodline. Actually, Huguenot, French Merovingian bloodline. He's like 100% that. On my mother's side is, she's Nordic. She's blonde-haired and blue-eyed. So when I was first born, I had something happen to me where a line went down the center of my body, and half of me turned purple, half of me turned yellow. And doctors came in and they took pictures, and they said it was called the Harlequin effect. And my life has been dual ever since then. I was born on winter solstice, so I'm 12/22, and I've been studying this since really, like, books would fall off shelves when I'd be in bookstores from about 1997, 1998. And I just followed clues. And it got to a point where I realized how much trauma that I'd been through because I was repressing it. And in 2008, apparently what I've learned now, around the age of 30, people who have gone through ritual trauma, the trauma starts to break down. And it was around my 30th birthday I was 6 months after my 30th birthday that broke down and all these memories came back. And I remember a lot of occult ritual, a lot of sexual occult ritual, a lot of black magic stuff that went on with me.
Okay, just in terms of, I understand the sort of, let's say, Illuminati, they do this to their kids, so you don't necessarily become a super soldier out of that. But in your case,
you apparently were already utilized in that way. Yeah. And I'm just wondering where those memories might have bled through. Is that also the same thing?
Yeah, it was in 2008 that happened. I have memories of being on submarines. I have memories of being in black helicopters. I have memories with James Caswell. I have memories of shooting people, killing people. They flooded over three weeks of time. It's kind of hard because as I speak to you and tell you, I relive it.
Okay.
So it's kind of difficult, but
I appreciate that.
The Merovingian bloodline is an Anunnaki bloodline, which is the warrior bloodline. And so they looked at that specifically.
Yeah, I totally get that, and we can see that in your physicality here. excuse me, I have a cold. I was just getting over a cold. Sorry about that. So in terms of your everyday life, what had you done in your everyday life up to then?
Up to 2008?
Yeah, I guess.
I was involved in teaching. I was involved in teaching. Both my parents are professors, so I was involved in the teaching field, teaching English and art.
And was this in England?
I've lived in Los Angeles since 1995. Lived in LA since 1995, and I lived in New Zealand from 2000 to 2003, and there was periods of time there when I was there that I was remembering things too. There's been specific reasons why I've been. I know now that I've been placed in these. I've been lived in five different continents for periods of time.
And right. I was going to ask.
It just seems like I've been moved there, like a chess piece, put there, and the people have come into my life, go out of my life, and then my life changes again. So, but specifically March of 08, I remember what I did. I remember what happened. I mean, it's a long story. But that's when it came back to me, and so I've uncovered a lot since then.
Okay. Very interesting. All right. So let's kind of go back now to James Rink and just ask you to talk a little bit more about maybe your take on your being a super soldier, what that means to you, where you think it leads. In other words, do you understand? I mean, and this goes to all four of you, so just be thinking about it, you know, how you're going to answer, you know, while I go through each one of you. But do you understand what kind of missions you were used for and why, that kind of thing? In other words, were you just an automaton? Did you just do what you're told and have no idea? Or did you really understand how you're being utilized and why? And first person I'm going to ask is James Rink.
Yeah, that's a good question. For me, we are so programmed. We are almost, we are like in a, I wouldn't want to say comatose state, but it's, we're so robotic that we don't really have the ability to have any kind of free will. It's, we just do what we're told. And, for me, I mean, when you ask like what kind of missions, what would they be like? These missions would, some of them could be off world. Some of them would be obviously with Black Ops. I recall doing a mission where I was dressed up in a black suit, and I had some kind of some kind of AK-47 or some kind of weapon, and I was going through this underground. It almost looked like a cave, but there was water in the bottom, and I was. And there was people behind me, but they were also dressed up just like me. And so that would be like one example. Another example would be, for instance, I saw myself on like a hangar bay, and I saw this acorn-shaped craft levitating out this pod bay door. So, again, that if you've studied Die Glock, you know, the bell,
yes.
That could possibly be that. I had this other memory where I saw myself. I was dressed up in camos, and I had black boots, and I had a patrol hat on. And the general handed me a piece of paper. I saluted and stepped out. Oh, Darn. Well, I'll elaborate on this one.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Yeah. And thank you very much, James Reed. We'll be right back with some Soldier Sub.
I'm sick to death of you.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules.
rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Our hero claims a warrior's heart. I tell you, the dragonborn comes with a voice wielding power of the ancient heart.
Hi, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. Just getting my dog to sit down here. Okay, so where were we? We were actually talking to James Rink, and James, I think you were about to say something when you were going to relate something about a story.
Yeah. What story was I on? I forgot.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's right. It was the journal handed me a piece of paper.
Right.
Yeah. Well, apparently these guys in this facility that I was in. Basically imagine it as like the base was shaped like a cylinder, and a giant cylinder, and the inner core would be like the command center, and inside the command center there was the generals, and there were also other men lined up along these computer terminals, and they were all wearing black suits, but they were like skin tight, and almost like kind of matched. I mean, it wasn't like a typical military uniform. And they had, they all seemed to be like in a trance. And it's interesting. You're asking me, well, what's it like when we do this? We're like in a robotic state, so we don't really have the ability to fight back or resist. And this is all done through trauma and torture. And I actually had memories of being, I remember seeing myself laying what I believe to be the trip chair. I don't know if you're familiar with this, if you listened to any of Casbolt's material.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Well, yeah, I have lots of his documents on our website.
Yeah. And when I saw myself laying in this chair, I looked like I was unconscious. And there were doctors with a face mask. And they were looking in my mouth and they were poking needles. And I've actually had – that's one of their favorite spots is to poke me in my mouth. So I don't know if I was actually remote viewing myself in that particular memory or if I was actually viewing – like it was an actual memory and I was seeing my clone in the chair.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you feel that you have special powers or gifts that you have that you use in as, you know
– Yes. Yeah. They only seem to come through in this dimension if I am really angry, and we're talking about telekinesis. But as far as what they're using me for, that's a good question. I believe it's psychic reconnaissance, as a sniper, assassin. I have memories of killing people in Iraq. So... Mostly, I would say mostly recon and assassinations.
Okay. Thank you very much, James. And we'll come back to you with another set of questions. And let's go to Alara. Alara, so I guess you know the question. Basically, answer it how you wish. And then I did ask sort of like an add-on, which is what particular skill set you think you have.
I guess I'll start with the skill set because that's really what I worked on most. I have been going out of body since the first out of body experience I had when I was 3 years old. And that was due to an injury I had. I fell down and cracked my head open and then I was sent to the hospital. But I had been constantly going out of my body all the time. And I was attached to what I think are super soldiers, I'm pretty sure. And I'd act as a battlefield asset where I'd stand or float above a war zone and I could tell like where bad guys are, like what they were doing. And there would be specific soldiers on the ground, and they weren't super soldiers. They could just be regular grunts who were intuitive, and they were also, what I believe, injected with extra vaccines that put a certain chemical in their cerebral spinal fluid that allowed me to project my feelings and my emotions and what I saw to them so that they would have a instinct on where bad guys are. Like, so they would be considered lucky. You know, like, oh, it's really lucky you got that convoy through, or like, so-and-so is really lucky, like, take him with you. And it was because we would sit there and project where these bad guys were to get these soldiers through the battlefield with not a lot of, like, loss of life. So those were one of the things that I did. But then on the other side of that, I also was linked up with somebody specific where I could actually share their consciousness. And I would go, like, as a ghost, walk around and figure out the entire layout of a specific objective, come back and share consciousness with this soldier. And highly trained, I mean, I would have lucid, what to me seemed like lucid dreams, but not really, of full sensory input and all that, of being in a guy's body and just kind of looking out through his eyes and going, hey, go left, go right, here's the code for this. As they would go in and either extract people from buildings, get suitcases that had microchips or things like that in it, very like these covert kind of SEAL operations. So there was a team, there's like four or five people with this main person that I was linked to. And that's what I would do. And I would continue to do that all the time. As for other stuff, that's the biggest memory that I have. I knew that I could empathetically push people if needed, and change their emotions. I was also, remote viewing and like other places, while under hypnosis. I was actually drugged and under hypnosis. I'd be remote viewing targets that they needed me to target. Mostly when I was younger, that was the most Russia or USSR, I guess, back in the 80s when I was younger. And I would just sit there and be under hypnosis and drugged and just repeat to my handler everything that I was seeing and repeating exactly what those people were saying. And usually it was politicians and things like that. But
in your case, and I'm sorry, we seem to have some sort of an echo on this line. What would help that is if somebody would mute their Skype when they're not talking and then unmute yourself when you are talking, and that helps the feedback loop, just FYI. But at any rate, Alara, in your case, because you were also in the Marines, when did this recall happen, or when did these experiences in your best estimation, were they happening, for example, night?
They were happening at night. I was working mostly as a kid and into my teenage years until I decided I wanted to join the military for no apparent reason. I just decided I was going to join, and I went back to the exact same base that I was living next to. So I knew that they wanted me back in that area. What they were planning on doing, from what I can remember, is they wanted to put me through my language school so I had my clearance, and then bump me over to another program that I didn't know anything about, to see how well I would do with that. But even when I was in the military, I was being used. And I called friends and stuff from the area, since I grew up around that area, and said, hey, were there any times that I, you know, didn't show up? Because to me, when I think about it, I hung out with my friends every weekend. And they said there were times when my chain of command didn't know where I was. And they would just say, oh, she's doing some medical thing, and she's not here. And so I was missing a lot, apparently. And they were taking me. And sometimes it would be at night while I was sleeping, and sometimes it would be physically, where I would go with somebody to go do something. And, I don't really have a whole lot of details on that. But the reason I got out, I'm just going to throw this out there real quick, is that the reason I got out was because they gave me an MRI because I had got a neck injury when I was in boot camp. And all of a sudden I started realizing that I was missing time and kind of just started being really weirded out all the time, because I was like, where was I and what was I doing? And once they caught wind of that, they're like, okay, we're just going to let you out. And they let me out with a medical discharge. And it was like the fastest that anybody had ever seen. And I was given VA disability right on top of that. As soon as I got out, like, I was completely set. And they just wanted me just to consider, like, nope, this didn't work out. We're just going to let her go. So.
Okay. And then, but when they let you go, so to speak, in the real world, your experiences still continued, I assume, on the other end.
Not really, no.
No?
I was, like I said, I was considered a malfunction. that I couldn't handle the stress of being in the military and doing the split personality stuff, because that's they're stress testing me to see how that would work out. So they were very surprised when my abilities came back online and I could actually function. 3 years ago is when I finally just kind of snapped out of it and started healing myself. And every time, actually, that I had gotten to a point where I was really successful and doing really well in my life and happy and starting to remember things, they would actually send my handler back in. And about 3 months with him, and I would be a mess. Like, I couldn't do anything for myself. I was on medication. I was completely just inoperable. So it took a lot, and it happened every 4 years or so until I finally was like, I'm done. I'm done with this. Like, I don't even want to talk to this person anymore. And I kind of started my awakening. And once I did that, I started to actually heal for real this time. And it's been a process.
So in your case, you basically don't feel that you're continuing to be used.
No, not at all. They can't touch me. I actually have had for a whole year, about a year ago, I would have dreams of men in black suits walking up to me going, hey, you know your abilities aren't being utilized. You know you're much more powerful than this. You should come work for us. And I was like, yeah, right. And it was constant. Every night I'd have the same dream in a different setting where they'd come up to me and be like, hey, we could give you stuff if you want to, if you come work for us. And I was just like, no, that's not what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
And then at that point, I was also very connected to my star family and having ET contact a whole lot, and being on ship and things like that. And I was like, no, I'd much rather deal with the ship side of things, than deal with the government side. So I made my choice.
Okay. Well, that actually bleeds through to another question I'm going to ask you guys, next round. So I'm going to hold off in going into that, but we're definitely going to go there. Okay. Thank you very much, Alara. And again, we're getting a ridiculous feedback loop here. So if you are listening to me and you're not one of the people that I'm asking to talk, if you could mute yourself, that's much better. Thank you very much. Helping a lot. So we've got, Richard Rogers. Richard, the question, if you want me to repeat it, tell me if you do. It basically is how aware you are, what your awareness of your mission is, what you're being utilized for, and also the skill set that you're using.
Well, I guess one thing just to clarify, James says that I guess he's robotic when he goes through his. We don't seem to be robotic, but do we really have free will? I can't say it. It seems we do at the time. But as far as our training goes and what we're being used for, it's almost as if we're being set up to be judge and jury and take care of whatever situation arises. It doesn't matter what it is. I mean,
okay,
we've been trained.
I mean, that's a really interesting sort of choice of words. Why are you saying judge and jury? In what context?
Like for my son and I, in one scenario, they ran us through these entities you could not see. They would have like poltergeist activity. And what we found out is you can lock on to an entity, and you can hold it there, and you can drain its life force until it's no longer even a spirit. It's just back into raw energy again, and it's gone. And also, you can do the same thing with a physical. But you have to do it a two-part step. You would have to lock onto the physical person. You could drain their physical energy and kill the body. But if you also believe that spirit or entity is not salvageable, is so evil that it's so corrupted that it's no longer usable, then you could also lock on the spirit and continue on and take the entity completely out.
Okay, and
so
it seems like
as if we're being set up and judge and jury for whenever we just call it. We're being trained for some event, but does that mean it's real? No, it doesn't mean it's real. It just means this is what we're being placed in. The perception's real while you're there, but I have a hard time believing this would ever really happen.
Okay, that's really interesting. So when you say you think that you might be trained for an event, in other words, you think a future event?
Well, it's kind of hard to say with time, because they've also shown us that they trained us in time shifting also, like with one lady, they placed me in a bar where I was supposed to be buying weapons from a lady. And they also found out that her husband had been murdered. She wasn't happy because of that. And this was after she had gone to college and became successful. And so I was bi-located in time. I'm still there in the bar preparing to buy weapons. And I'm placed back right before her husband's fixing to be murdered. So I just say just a few words to him to stop him from going out on the street. And the timeline changes. You know, she never knows anything ever happened. And there's unforeseen consequences. But she never got college educated. And she was a janitor having to work two jobs because her husband and her started the business. So is it in the future? I don't know. We've been shown the tsunamis. I've been shown an aircraft carrier being positioned so it don't break in half when it hits the coastline, so the nuclear, you know, the reactor doesn't spill out. I mean, I've been on the submarines. I mean, they placed us in so many different scenarios and showed us so many different things that can happen that there's just no way all of this can happen. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, what skill sets do you feel you're using? I mean, you're kind of alluding to it, at least going in and draining a spirit, becoming attached and so on like that. That's certainly a certain kind of a skill. But is there anything specific that you're aware of that you're being, you know, utilized in your what you would call your sort of gifts? Or?
Well, I can give you a specific scenario that they sent us on was the false god scenario where we were my son and I and four other people were sent in to kill three false gods. But as far as the skill sets are involved, we'll be shown where when we're fixing to be eliminated in battle, killed in battle, so we have enough time to change the outcome of that. We have ghost mode where you can levitate, go invisible, and pass through matter. We have consciousness viewing mode where everything shifts into consciousness, and it wouldn't matter if somebody was in a bunker 5 miles underground. You would see them under there because you don't even see the ground really anymore. The higher the consciousness, the brighter the light it is. You can't identify the light. You only see the light.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very interesting. Your son, is he going to the conference, or is he too young, or what's the age of your son?
He is almost 25 years old now. But no, he will not be going. I'm not even sure if he would go.
Okay, is he aware of all of this or not?
Oh, most certainly. He and I have been sent on missions together.
Okay, and he has recall. Okay, great. All right, well, we're going to come right back with Max Spears and the Super Soldier Summit. Thank you.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued.
These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Don't miss the middle chamber of Crater X on AMR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Central.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we are talking to four super soldiers about their experiences. And at this moment, let's see, I think we were coming back to Max Spears. I think we're going to actually start with him because we hadn't had a chance to really ask him this question. So, Max, I'm sure you know the question by now. Do you want to reply?
Yeah, in terms of what skill sets, is that what we're saying?
It's skill sets, but it's also your awareness of mission and the reason and what you were being used for.
Okay, I've been aware of, I've been highly psychic since I was a kid, just aware of things happening before they were going to happen. And when usually like extreme emotions, telekinesis would happen, things would fall down. Off a shelf, and I would draw things to me in my life. So I would think of something, or I'd be able to manifest people into my life. If I would dream about them, and then they would manifest that way. In terms of soldier work that I did, I would always work in a pair. It would be usually with a female. The female would be situated as the psychic, and I would be on the ground. I would be paired up with someone specifically, usually of the same bloodline, of the same DNA, so that there would be a connection so that we could be psychically linked together. And the female would have a grand perspective of where I was and what I was doing and would speak to me telepathically to go, say, for example, if I had to go down a hallway to make a right into this door or not to go down this, to go to a specific place. So that's how I would work that way.
Okay. And your skill sets?
In terms of what, Carrie?
Well, in terms of, you know, I mean, you say you're psychic, but that's kind of a general bucket. Do you feel that you have specific sort of gifts as a soldier that you were using?
The psychic part, obviously, but I was used mainly as like a go in, get in and go out assassin, to go and just to kill people, specific people. So, as I'm learning and uncovering more myself, I know more. It's just I have vivid memories of it.
And how were you killing them? Were you killing them in hand-to-hand combat or shooting them with a gun?
It was usually like close up with a gun. It was usually stealth. I was used as a spy mostly, and a spy to find out information, bring information back, and then kill that way.
Okay, and you feel that you're psychic and you can do telekinesis, is that right?
Sure, yeah. I knew that since I was a kid, since I was a child.
That was conscious, like in everyday life as well, right?
Yeah. All on my mother's side of the family is the same thing.
But in being a super soldier, did you have augmented ability in this area, do you feel?
In terms of like,
for example, let's say, could you go to Mars or another planet and remote view that? And could you?
I was in remote viewing classes from when I was a child. I remember being in classes of 12 males and in a hypnotized state, learning how to remote view. But that ties in with the part that you didn't want to talk about earlier on, so I'm trying to avoid that. But that's a big part of my story.
What didn't I want to talk about?
The big part of my story because it ties in with why the soldier part.
That wasn't that I didn't want to. I just I wanted to hear the super soldier part first.
But
we can definitely go into the occult part, no doubt about it. Please elaborate.
So I remember from 6, 7, 8 years old, I would go to school and I would have missing time at school. I would lose like an hour of time at school, be called out of class, and I would be three or four people with white lab coats on, and then I would black out, and then my next memory would be back in the classroom. So this would I'm pretty sure I have a microchip in the top of my bridge of my nose and one behind my left ear, and this is how they are remote control. I feel like it's like remote control. I feel they remote control me. That's how they did it. So in terms of skills, it was very raw. It was very brutal and very raw. Yeah.
It sounds like you were prepared through occult, rituals and torture. To endure or sort of change. Do you feel you have altars, for example?
Many of them. I think that they have to create the altars specifically, I get triggered a lot all the time through colors and symbols. I studied symbology for a long time, and I've tried to learn. How I get triggered and how it happens, because some of the altars are so the change is so subtle that unless you knew me very, very well, you wouldn't even know that I slipped into another one. But the soldier altar and the one, because my front altar personality would never kill anybody. It's not my nature. I wouldn't do that. I'm not an aggressive person. But there are other altars that can be pulled forward so that I can do anything that they want me to do.
Okay, and just bear with me here. Tell me, do you have memories of other planets?
Yeah, I do. I have memories of the red planet. I have memories of Mars specifically. from since I was a kid.
And what about the Anunnaki, especially tall beings?
Yeah. Absolutely. I remember, I have it connected to a Knights Templar bloodline, and I think the Templars specifically are connected to the Anunnaki as well. It seems to me that they are second in charge in terms of controlling this planet. It's the Orions are at the top of the pile, but there's a lot of infighting going on. The Anunnaki are 8, 9, 10 feet tall. There's looking beings. Orion's taller than that.
The Nordics.
This is why I had the split at the beginning, because I was equally split with Nordic blood and Anunnaki blood. Equally 50-50%.
Okay. What about memories of being an astronaut?
So for me, it wasn't... in terms of moving from place to place, I remember being on ships. I remember being on ships, and I remember being a pilot. But it was actually flying happened on this planet. When it was going from planet to planet, it was through Stargate openings. So they would create a torsion field, open the torsion field, I would walk through it, and then I would just appear at the next spot. So it was done through technology. I didn't specifically get into a ship and fly from one place to another.
Okay. All right. This is very good, you know, and obviously I could spend hours questioning you guys. Yeah. I hope you appreciate this. And, you know, I know this is not the easiest way to do things because we're jumping around a lot. And each person is so unique that, you know, there are certain things that we don't get to go into here in a lot of depth. And I apologize for that. But I guess that is encouragement to attend the summit. Right. And
it's a pleasure talking to you. And thank you, Carrie. And it must be difficult to hold something like this with this many people without any.
I appreciate that. No problem. Okay. What I wanted to ask everyone, first of all, do you all know who Aaron McCollum is?
I do, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I know him. Yes. I know of him. I don't know. I haven't really watched any of this stuff.
Okay. And how about you, James?
Yeah. I met him out at Awake and Aware when I was out in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Now, what I want to know is, because... It sounds like maybe most of you haven't seen my interviews with him, but if you had, we talk a lot about dolphin DNA. My question is to all of you, whether you feel that you have other DNA, such as dolphin DNA in you, and whether you have any undersea experience as a super soldier, whatever you want to call yourself. And let's start off going around sort of in the circle. James Rink.
Okay, yeah. Well, I do recall being in a sea base. I was with Max, and there was another individual, which I haven't been given permission to give out this individual name, but I'd rather not say what I was doing. But there, you were asking about, as far as the DNA component is concerned, I've been told, anyway, that my biological father was a Palladian reptilian halfling. So, I feel like I resonate with that because I do feel that I don't belong on this planet. I don't resonate with 99% of all people, and I just don't feel comfortable being in skin, you know, being in my own skin. So, And it makes things difficult because you just want to get rid of all these emotions on the one hand, but you've gone through so much torture and abuse and trauma that you just you're still living a human experience. So I guess I get to tap into all that. And but you know, that's the one thing I want to mention is that the covert government targets people. Specifically, because the covert government is controlled by the reptilians and the Dracos, they are specifically looking for people with reptilian and Draco DNA in them for these my labs, because people with this type of genetics are a lot more are physically stronger and that makes them more suitable for this type of programming.
Okay, and do you have any memory of undersea? Were you saying, when you said a sea base, were you talking about an undersea base?
Yeah, I get the impression that I was in a submarine and I saw these what looks like spires or some kind of cone, cylinder-shaped buildings at the bottom of the ocean. And the next memory, I remember being in a room with Max, and it was a gray there. And that's about that with that memory. But I feel like I've been around. I feel like they are using me for Project Seagate. Project Seagate.
Yeah, it's one
but
of them.
I don't recall working with Aaron McCullen specifically. And unfortunately, I don't really have a way of communicating with Aaron. He's sort of shut down any kind of line of communication with me, and he won't really give me any reason why. I think but I respect him and whatever decision he made or he has.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Alara, can you answer the question? You want me to repeat it? Just let me know.
I don't know, honestly. I just know that the circumstances around my birth were unusual, and if there's any other DNA involved, I don't know. As for underwater stuff, I would have dreams about being able to breathe underwater, and but nothing more than that, and I don't have anything that's of memory of that. A lot of my memories are locked up. I can see it. It looks like a floating cube, and I just know they're in there. I can't get to them. That's why I'm trying to see if I can find anybody else that really knows what's going on, and to kind of see if I can either trigger something or get close to a memory that I can hold on to. This is all very new. I mean, it's been 3 months since I actually figured out that this could be real, and it's still it's very new to me. And
oh, I see.
I didn't even think, I really didn't want to look into this even when I got my memories back. I kind of just shut down again until February, and then that's when I did the video just to see if anyone else knew what I was talking about, because I had no idea that anybody else was saying this kind of thing. So this is all really still new to me.
Let me ask you a question. Just because I'm an intuitive, and I get information just as you do. So some of my questions might come out of left field, and I apologize for that, but I have a reason for it. So what I'm getting from you is that you do have some prior relationship with one of the individuals in this group. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's like I said, I don't know.
Okay. Alara, talk about how you first heard about me.
That was a message to contact somebody, and I don't know if it was you specifically. When I started getting when I did the interview and kind of my brain clicked over to say this is real, I started remote viewing randomly and getting messages and things like that. I did feel a connection to Max, but I just knew that I had to keep him safe somehow, and that was...
I know that I have worked with Alara. I'm sure of it. I'm 100% sure of it.
Yeah, you know what? I just want to give you feedback from my end actually what I'm picking up. I'm picking up that you've worked with Max.
I have no doubt about it. I'm 100% sure of it. She was an overseer for me when I was on the ground, and we were connected. She would see big picture. I would be the microcosm, and she would guide me. Yeah, for sure. I know that.
I'm picking that up myself. Okay, thank you for that. And, you know, I hope that, you know, good luck with this journey. Richard, do you want to answer the question? And if you'd like, I'll repeat it. It was about undersea bases and dolphin DNA. We got a break to go to. I'm very sorry. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Indigro is your source for affordable induction grow lighting. First discovered in 1891 by Nikola Tesla, Indigro lights deliver 11 years of electronic sunlight to your plants. Indigro lamps require less than half the power of traditional HID lamps. Converting to Indigro lights means you'll cut down on your power bill with less lighting. Indigro lamps also use 5 times less mercury than traditional fluorescent or HID lamps, making Indigro not only energy efficient, but environmentally friendly as well. No more switching out lamps between vegetative and flowering stages. As nature intended, your lights get a steady dose of UV light. That makes your plants grow healthier and stronger. Indigro products are manufactured in San Diego, California, and come with a written 10-year warranty. What Tesla knew, then growers know now, is that Indigro lighting is the cost-effective addition to your victory garden. To learn more or order now, go to inda-grow.com. That's inda-gro.com. Or call 877-452-2244 to answer any of your questions. These guys really know lights. Indigro really is your sunlight in a box.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting f***ed by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly f***ing jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices held above $1,550 an ounce Tuesday as euro weakness propped up the dollar further. Gold last traded at $1,556 an ounce. Silver, $2,791. Well, the dollar index has now surged 12% since the end of 2008. But according to authors Craig Smith and Lowell Ponte, those expecting this trend to continue are making a dangerous mistake. They say investors are smart to seek a safe haven, but many are making a dangerous mistake that's hazardous to their wealth. By taking shelter from today's bear market, they say investors are running into the bear's cave by converting their assets to dollars. Instead, say Smith and Ponte, they should be seeking the safety of diversification into buying solid things the Fed and politicians can't print. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. You'll also read about a flock of black swans that are facing gold, and Greece is set to leave the Eurozone on June 18th. Get your copy of The Future of Money. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
You're listening to The Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. Is American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be.
Harry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to four super soldiers, James Rink, Laura Blackwell, Richard Rogers, and Max Spears, Let's see, right before the break, I was about to go to Richard and just ask him the question I've been asking everyone, which had to do with undersea bases and also dolphin DNA or some other form of DNA in that sense. Are you aware of it, any of that, Richard?
No, I've not had any dolphin DNA that I'm aware of, and I don't know about any undersea bases. I've had some undersea experiences, but I don't know if they're just astral or what they are. But in one incident, I woke up and I knew that something had happened. You wake up in your bed, but you don't know where you're at for about 30 or 45 seconds. And they told us when they physically take us that it takes a while for us to re-sync into this reality. And that's why we get so distorted in our consciousness. But my son told me what happened that morning. And he said that he saw me inside of something that looked like a flower that was wrapped about halfway over the upper part of my body. And he said it was a tall white that had red eyes with instead of the ends of the eyes, the outsides of the eyes being up, they were actually pointed downward. But he said that they were checking for the DNA upgrades to see how much he'd taken. And he said that they were reptilian DNA upgrades, though. And there's also another incident where it felt like you were on on the edge of a cliff with a blinding white light. And the only thing I remember doing is I had to go and start doing math immediately. That's the only, you had to focus immediately and very hard, or you couldn't. It was like you were going to lose your consciousness. It was going to be just dissolved. And they told my son, he went through the same thing on the same night. And they said that was also part of the upgrade process, and that said that some people don't survive it, but they do they go belligerent. But other than that, I really don't know anything.
Okay. Now, are you aware of having been strong in having your entire body sort of balloon up and becoming super strong? Have you ever had that experience?
No, my son has had that. I believe James turns into something that resembles the Hulk. Now, they've had us fight those before. My son and I did that on the same night also. And the only thing we had in our advantage, you know, at that time, he wasn't like that. He was just a regular body. But they had us fighting these things just to see if we could fight them and kill them.
Okay, and but were you successful?
Yeah, so only because we were quicker than they were. That if they had ever got hold of us, they would have destroyed us, though.
Okay. And what about, have you seen the movie The Terminator?
Yes.
Okay. And does that trigger any memories for you?
Well, in another scenario, I had a partner, and we were supposed to go and find a cyborg. And I didn't realize it was a cyborg at the time. But all we knew was that she could scan somebody and tell if they had weapons. And we located her in a dark room. And my partner, all of a sudden, he fired a dart out of his face and hit this cyborg right above the eyebrow, and it went down. And after about a minute or so, it was almost like a cross formed on its face with an aluminum foil cross on the edges of it. It was plastic in the center. And apparently this thing, it would form some sort of a hologram that you could actually touch, and it would feel like it was a face. And the rest of the body looked normal. It was just the head had this cyborg machinery in it.
I see. And so have you ever, you know, in other words, have you seen futures with machines, robots walking around, any of that stuff?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Let's see. The last person is Max Spears, and go right ahead and answer the question. If you want me to repeat it, I'll be glad to.
Yeah, just repeat the question. Was it the DNA question, Carrie?
Yeah, there was two parts. One had to do with undersea bases, and the other had to do with dolphin DNA or some other form of DNA, in other words, could be reptilian, whatever type of thing you're talking about.
Okay. I'm very aware of my own DNA. But in terms of undersea, I remember a lot of working on submarines, like nuclear submarines, huge, huge submarines. And I remember rituals going on in submarines, and I remember working in water a lot. black jumpsuits coming out with teams from like covertly coming out with teams from underwater, pulling people in and doing attacks that way. Like I said before, Carrie, like half Nordic.
Nordic and Anunnaki are the two that you're most aware of. Okay. Let me see. Is there anything you want to add that maybe this question didn't touch on that you think, you know, comes to mind?
Yeah. With a lot of other people who've had interviews, I mean, who've had on the bases interviews with Miles Johnson, I remember these people. I think there's a select group that I've always worked with, and I think they know the people who do this, or the consciousness that does this, knows very well how to block out, how to control the mind. They know the human mind a lot better, or my mind a lot better than I do. So they know how to block out my memories perfectly. It's just that I think around the age of 30 it broke down, so I remembered them. And I'm familiar with these people. In this group, not this specific, I'm familiar with Alara, with James, and a few other people who've been interviewed. So we always work in the same groups.
Okay.
And I think it's to do with DNA.
Okay. Now, I want to ask all of you, and I'm sorry we haven't been able to get to the questions in the chat, and I know you guys have been gracious enough to go in and actually chat directly with people, which is, you know, really a lot of fun for them, I'm sure. So, you know, that's all good. And like I said, we really have a limited time here, and I've got this feedback happening again, but here we go. I want to ask all of you, if you have seen the future, what have you seen? And we're going to go very quickly around the circle. So, James Rink, you're first.
Okay, good question. I believe on December 21st, 2012, that there's probably going to be a period of 3 days of darkness. I don't know if you've heard about this at all. And there's various scenarios. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. On one hand, one scenario I've been told there's going to be an ascension scenario where us, my labs, and those of us who are at least going towards the white light, we're going to ascend, and a lot of course, you know, people are not necessarily just my labs, but people of the white light will ascend as well into the fifth dimension. And the other, I don't know what percentage we're talking here, it could be 97% of humanity is basically ceases, I'm not going to say dies or ceases to exist, because they have not graduated from the third dimension into the fifth. In the fifth, there's no evil allowed, and most of humanity are clones, and this goes back to the time of Atlantis. So that's one option. What I've also been told or heard is that the covert government and the reptilians are working on a false flag invasion, and they want to bring these reptilians out to invade and cause all this destruction. But I think there's going to be a double cross. The reptilians are going to double cross the covert government. They're entities. I'm not going to say necessarily Dracos, but those within the reptilian consciousness that do not like what's going on, and they're going to try to sabotage this. As a matter of fact, I think that's what's going on, especially right now tonight. All of us here talking, our programming has been sabotaged, and there's not much they can do about it, and they are totally freaking out because they've lost their power. We were designed to be their pets, and we're not going to be playing that game anymore.
Okay, thank you, James. I'm sorry, we're going to move
welcome.
On really quickly here.
Yes.
Alara, what do you have to say about that?
Honestly, I can't really see past a month ahead. The timelines are so, I mean, it's so vast. When I look, I see nothing. Like, I can't see anything. And it's not the fact that there's nothing going to happen. It just means that I'm not privy to it and that I'm supposed to live my life day to day at this point and continue to grow the way I need to. So, you know what? Everybody's point is valid for what they think might happen. Just because that you can always shift into different timelines if you choose to. So really, how can you predict that unless you choose to go there? So I don't know. We'll see.
Okay,
I
Richard Rogers.
To, book. To me, that's what it seems like. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to spoil the surprise. Well, I'll just be ready when it does happen. And if something does happen, then I know that I'll be ready for it. And I trust that, and I feel that I'm going to be safe, and I'm going to be fine. So.
I'm sorry, but we have, you know, I'm watching the clock here, so and we're going to have to move on to the next person. So, Richard, the future. I've seen the future.
Well, we've been shown all sorts of destruction, but at this point, I really don't think it's going to happen myself. If it does happen, we've been trained for it, and we can handle pretty much anything that's thrown our way. So either way it goes, it really doesn't matter.
Okay. And Max?
I feel like that I was involved in Montauk, the Montauk Project. I remember being involved in that, and there's been so much messing around with timelines and time distortion that it's very difficult to predict anything because timelines are changing on a daily basis.
Okay.
So there's no specific dates.
Thank you very much. We're at the end of the show. I would like to thank all of you. You've been wonderful here and very patient with the process. Please give the website again for the event so that people can come and support what you're doing.
It is www.supersoldiersummit.com. Again, that's June 23rd in San Rafael. I believe that's how you say it. Right north of San Francisco there.
San Rafael.
There you go. Yeah.
Northern California. Beautiful place, by the way. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. It would just be lovely. Let's do this again. Let's do it in a different format where we got some more room. And once you're done with the summit, please come back to me and let's see what we can do. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
I want to tell you about something really, really cool. It is silvercoins.ag. Now, AG is the symbol for silver on the periodic table of elements. Silvercoins.ag is the new website for cheap silver coins. Silvercoins.ag automatically serves popular online retailers for silver coin bargains based on the minute-to-minute fluctuations of the silver market. Silvercoins.ag focuses on silver purchases from $5 to $50, but of course, big junk silver bags and monster boxes are available too. Purchases can generally be done using a credit card or even PayPal, so you have multiple layers of buyer protection. Silvercoins.ag has no annoying salesmen. Silvercoins.ag has live streaming metal prices, so you don't have to refresh your browser all day long. Stop the endless web surfing for the best silver coin deals, because now you can visit and bookmark silvercoins.ag. I use it. I want all your friends to use it. You tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Could it all be a bad dream or a nightmare? Based on preposterous notions and on ideas whose time should never have come, preventive war is used as a road to peace. Tolerance delivered by government guns. An empire replacing the republic. Slavery sold as liberty. Socialism to save capitalism. A government out of control, unrestrained by the Constitution, the rule of law, or morality. Money does not grow on trees, nor does prosperity come from a government printing press or escalating deficit. A central bank that deliberately destroys the value of the currency in secrecy, without restraint, cheered on by the pseudo-capitalists of Wall Street, the military-industrial complex. The good news is the reversal is achievable through peaceful and intellectual means, and fortunately, the number of those who care are growing exponentially.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.